We're hearing some interesting reaction on Capitol Hill from the Boston bombings. We'll explore it next here on Maryland's News Now. It's 350.
After a big sell-off to start the week, stocks are gaining ground. The Dow up 146 points, the NASDAQ up 47, and the S&P up 21. Wall Street is getting another sign of healthier housing. New home construction rose 7% in March to the highest level in 5 years as builders broke ground on more apartment buildings. And consumer prices fell 0.2% in March as gas got cheaper. Tame inflation is giving Wall Street no reason to worry about the Fed changing course.
Fed still has plenty of scope to continue their loose money policy. That's not going to change anytime soon. And with all the slack we've got in the economy right now, no reason for the Fed to change that.
Scott Kays of Kays Financial Advisors. You may have paid off your auto loan, but you're still paying for your car. AAA says the cost of driving a sedan is just over $9,000 a year, up 2% from last year. The average is just under 61 cents a mile times 15,000 miles. I'm Adrian Mitchell from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
3:51 on Maryland's News Now. I'm John Patti, and with the Boston Marathon bombings now a little more than 24 hours old, some on Capitol Hill are beginning to say the attacks show why Congress should have stopped automatic spending cuts from taking hold in March. We heard it this way from Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank on MSNBC.
Let's be thankful that we have spent a lot of tax money to build up the capacity to do this. Let's be thankful that we had a police department, a fire department, and public health people.
Sir, you keep talking about revenue and infrastructure. Do you feel like you're capitalizing and making political hay of this event that happened now?
Yes, exactly. I'm talking common sense. I'm saying that if the sequester had gone through and we had not had enough money, we couldn't be able to do this.
That's Barney Frank on MSNBC. Joining us is Rachel Van Donken, a congressional editor for Politico. Rachel, this is rhetoric that we're hearing from Barney Frank and others, and we're being told from others on Capitol Hill to calm the rhetoric. It's time to come together.
That's right. You did hear some Democratic leaders in Congress this morning, specifically House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer and the Democratic Caucus Chairman Xavier Becerra of California, talk a little bit about the fact that if we were investing appropriately in first responders, such as the police and others in Boston, that events like this maybe wouldn't necessarily not happen, but that it was necessary to invest this in this way, and that the sequester, which were the across the board spending cuts that took place at the beginning of March, prevented that kind of spend, that kind of investment. And it wasn't a direct link between the sequester and these attacks in Boston, but it was an indirect one, certainly.
Would you call it politics?
I would say that there was definitely a little bit of politics at play. No doubt these were the top-ranking Democrats in the House, and they certainly didn't like the sequester or want it to take place. And this was a little bit of a payback.
Now, how anxious would you say those on Capitol Hill are for details to come out here from Boston so that they can mount their horses and come afterward and make their point?
Well, I mean, I would say that honestly, after an event like this, of course you're going to see some politics, but I think that genuinely folks on Capitol Hill, lawmakers, are wanting to get some information. There was expected to be a briefing this morning at 11 a.m. Before the House Intelligence Committee and by the FBI and also the Senate Intelligence Committee, in which the FBI was expected to give them the latest update on what they knew about what happened in Boston. But they actually canceled that meeting this morning because there wasn't any new information. And lawmakers told us, our reporters, that they were fine with that because the FBI should be out doing their job. So I think here in D.C., lawmakers are just as confused as everybody else at this point and are really waiting for the facts to come out.
The information has been rather slow coming out of Boston, and a lot of people are saying, back off, let them do their job. And in this 24/7 news cycle of ours, we want it now.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you know, that's why you are seeing with very little factual information going on, you know, not that much for lawmakers to say. And when there's a vacuum, you know, you will see lawmakers playing politics and talking a bit about the sequester. You're also seeing some effects on other key issues on Capitol Hill this week, such as the immigration bill. That was supposed to be introduced today by the Gang of Eight, this bipartisan group of senators. Were expected to not only unveil their immigration bill, but also roll it out in a kind of splashy press conference, but that was canceled. And you have some, at least one House member, Steve King of Iowa, saying maybe we should reconsider the immigration bill altogether, just based on reports that the Saudi national, who police in Boston are now saying was not involved but was a witness, you know, might have somehow been involved. Congressman King was saying this is not a time to legalize any foreign nationals, which the immigration bill proposes to do.
We're all anxious, but I guess, Rachel, we just have to wait at this point.
That's what it seems like.
Okay, Rachel Van Dongen, thanks for joining us this afternoon, the congressional editor for Politico.